Yeah, we should at least introduce ourselves.
We are definitely going to introduce ourselves. I'm Kenneth Wyatt.
I'm Chad.
And this is... What is this called?
So this is... What is this called? This is the pod... Shut up. This is the podcast where we make a podcast and we try to name it and we try to have a podcast. And this is the podcast that you are listening to. So let's get going. What is this called?
What is this called? Do you want to go first? Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You can go first. Go for
okay, would you like me to just pick one of my ideas?
Sure. You can just think of one or read from the list.
Okay.
We have started by writing down 5 ideas off the top of our head 30 seconds ago. I'm sorry, I didn't record us writing. I didn't think you'd like it.
The idea is we're going to try to really find something that really sticks. Yeah. You know, and we're hoping that one of these ideas is what we'll eventually be able to continue to make podcasts about. You know what I mean?
Totally.
But we're just trying to find our idea.
Yeah. And like a terrible friend, we are ready to just deny it and it ever existed if we don't feel like it anymore.
Terrible friend. Yeah.
We are your terrible friend in the podcast world right now.
And you're our good friends.
Wyatt, idea one.
My first idea. I explain the movie Ned Kelly.
I explain the movie Ned Kelly.
Ned Kelly.
I don't know the plot, so won't you tell me?
Ned Kelly.
I explained the movie Ned Kelly.
Alright,
how does that sound?
Go.
Okay. So, Ned Kelly. First off, we're starring Heath Ledger and Orlando Bloom. Okay. We got two of the hottest actors. Also, Heath Ledger in this film is 19 years old.
Oof.
And he looks like a 35-year-old hunk of beef.
Oh god, you have to leave the room.
You might have to leave the room if you continue to talk.
So right now, this podcast is bad for the following reasons. First of all, who the fuck cares about a movie they haven't seen yet? Second, if you're not really into looking at good-looking dudes, you don't care. Three,
If you're in Australia, you're really into this film, because it takes place in Australia. Okay, you didn't even let me get to the setting yet before you crushed my idea.
Four, no one cares about anything that's happening in Australia.
Everyone cares about...
Five, Jill keeps talking.
Jill continues to talk.
Six, the amount of times Wyatt has tried to silence Jill. Seven, Wyatt keeps banging on the table. Continue.
Did I bang on the table?
You banged on the table.
Sorry, I got heated.
Continue your shitty podcast idea. You were saying Heath Ledger, Orlando Bloom.
I was not expecting such vitriol.
All right, so podcast quickly.
It happened so fast.
You can shit on me. I can shit on you.
I didn't realize we were gonna shit so hard.
Me and Wyatt aren't that close. Much like this podcast, we have a fleeting friendship that is as bad as these ideas.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
I am lying. Everything is sarcasm. Continue.
I've lost all desire to explain the movie Ned Kelly.
Ned Kelly.
It's not even that good, and I only watched half of it.
Okay. So this idea is done, is what you're saying. All I will know is that the hot Australian renowned actors Orlando Bloom, Heath Ledger.
They do terrible accents, too.
What kind of accent?
They're awful. Well, they're actually Irish.
Irish.
Immigrants.
Oh.
Who were brought to Australia, and his father was like a... The first scene is like Ned wakes up in a field, and like Orlando Bloom sitting there looking all hot and whatnot, you know? And he wakes up and he sees his horse. And he goes over the horse. It's a nice horse. It's got a nice saddle, you know? And he's like, oh, this is Old Man Jenkins' horse, or whatever the fuck it was. And so he takes the horse and he goes into town. So he thinks it's this guy's horse, but there's a constable there who thinks it's the other guy's horse. And Ned Kelly's father was an outlaw, and so he's getting a bad rap. So him and the cop get in a huge fight, and that kind of sets the story, I can see that you're drifting off already, and I really haven't even gotten past the first scene. I was going to go scene for scene here,
yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
I was going to go scene for scene.
Does it get better?
Does it get better? Does this podcast get better, or does the movie get better?
Either,
I don't know the answer to either of those questions.
They're the same thing right now if you're explaining the entire movie. So this is a shitty movie.
I guess you're right.
You have put that.
Well, I thought
that
we could have a little think piece about it.
Okay.
You know, but you haven't seen the film, have you?
How about we just talk about the film? That's all I know about the film. Is that there's a father. To be honest, I was drifting in and out.
You finally gave me the floor.
All right, this podcast. Shut up. This podcast is called What the Fuck Did Wyatt Just Say? What the fuck? did Wyatt just say? Boo-doo-boo. I think he said something about a father.
A horse.
Oh, there's definitely a horse. A beautiful horse. Besides that, I haven't listened to much of what he said. I really prefer myself when someone's talking.
You prefer yourself when someone's talking? You just prefer yourself as opposed to someone else talking.
All right, next idea.
We're going to go with one of your ideas this time?
Sure. Oh,
great. I'm fucking excited about this.
I'm going to pick the worst idea I have. Yeah. Just like a self-fulfilling prophecy. This idea is called Paperclips Are Done.
Paperclips are done and paperclips are done. You clipped all the papers and now you've had your fun. Paperclips are done and paperclips are done. Paperclips are done.
Okay, it's already better than mine. Let's go.
I want to talk about how if you own a paperclip company, what are you still doing? Like, what are you still, like, talking about? Like,
yes.
If they have a paperclip, like, if there's a paperclip
corporate
meeting,
event, yeah, for your paperclips.
What are they talking about? Like, all right, go. Like, maybe, like, new boxes for the paperclips? How to make sure they don't get tangled and shit? The material that they're using for the paperclips?
Maybe. I feel like it all just comes down to creating cheaper paperclips.
All right, how about this? How about you're the CEO of paperclips?
That's funny you say that, is my uncle's actually here, and he actually runs a...
Your uncle?
My uncle.
What's
came
his name?
In. His name's Thomas McThomas.
Thomas McThomas? What a shitty, shitty, shitty name. Oh.
Can I make a better please?
No. It's recorded. I can't delete.
You can delete it, for
I can't
sure.
Delete.
We can't post.
The internet is permanent.
That's how that works?
Yep.
Okay.
So what's your uncle's name?
His name's
Thomas McThomas. CEO.
His name's Thomas McThomas of Thomas
what?
Paperclips.
Thomas Paperclips.
Yeah.
He used his first name.
He did. In this one, he's a weird
he's
uncle.
The first person
he's
to ever use his first name and his company name.
He's
except for McDonald Ranson, the owner of McDonald's.
McDonald
Ranson. Okay, Jill is giving me the worst eyes.
She's giving me some good eyes.
She doesn't know shit about McDonald's. If she got on the internet.
Just to paint a picture for you viewers, our assistant is scantily dressed.
To the nines.
Scantily dressed.
I would say to the tens.
I don't even know why. We didn't even ask her to do this at all, but she wanted to, and that's fine.
We don't really like her either. As much as I hate Wyatt, Jill is just one rung lower, and we pretty much need a table.
A table.
To put a computer on.
And a body.
We need something to keep our, keep us hot and heavy while we're trying to think of great podcast
keep
ideas.
Keep the blood running.
Clearly you've seen our two ideas have gone great so far. Speaking of...
One of us was going to try to improv about a man named Thomas McThomas, and he immediately
I
gave up on that.
I was so ready to be the nervous intern pitching to the CEO of Thomas Paperclips.
Yeah. And,
but you shit on that idea.
He never showed up. He
your uncle never showed up? You said he was here.
He was here.
And now he has never
showed
up.
He was in
up.
The green room. Our beautiful assistant went and looked for him, and he had ditched. Apparently, he had some important paper clip business to attend to.
Yeah. We're dead.
I want to know what other ideas you had for paperclip are done.
Paperclips, where are we going? What do we use them for? Paperclips
are
clipping.
Does anyone use paperclips anymore? I've never seen a paperclip used.
I haven't seen one in a while.
Yeah, it's been years. Let me say, like, since, like, 05, I haven't seen a paperclip.
Okay. That would be 9 years.
Is that the math on that?
Yeah.
Can you check, Jill, can you check the math on that?
We're getting a confirmation.
Can you not speak when you check? You can just a head nod is all that we need.
We really need a divider between us and our lowly, beautiful...
If you rip that paper towel on mic... Okay. That's actually perfect.
So this has been the podcast, people who hate each other trying to make a podcast. We actually love each other. I'm in love with Wyatt, who is in fact gay, correct?
That is not in fact true yet.
Okay.
So
this is a secret love that I have for you.
The love that you have for me is not secret at all.
Okay.
The fact that I'm gay is not secret either. It just hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
So,
yet.
So it may. It could. It might. It has. It is. I'm gay. That's it.
All right. So this has been called Scare the gay away. Featuring Wyatt. That fucking homophobe piece of shit.
Scare the gay away with Wyatt, that fucking homophobe piece of shit.
Okay, I have a,
Idea three. Alright, whatever idea.
What if we have a full discussion of Johnny Depp's IMDb page?
A full discussion of Johnny Depp's IMDb page.
Okay. Should we go on Johnny Depp's IMDb page, or should we discuss it in theory?
We're gonna pull up the IMDb page.
Alright.
And we're gonna go over it. We're gonna talk about our feelings and our perceptions of Johnny Depp over time. How he's influenced us. How he's influenced Jill.
So, Johnny Depp always looks like an asshole in his pictures.
That might be true.
Why does he always wear shades? Does he have maybe bad eyes of some sort?
Should we tell the viewer that some people have, you know, given me a likeness to him before? Should we just to paint a picture?
Have they?
They have. Once or twice. A waitress at a restaurant.
One waitress at one restaurant she thinks Wyatt looks exactly like Johnny Depp.
Let's not say exactly, because I'm a little buffer, but, you know,
yeah.
Similar.
Mass alone would make you not
My
like
mass
him.
Is a little higher. You know, I got more mineral muscles. Don't know what I'm talking about.
So what about Johnny Depp's IMDb page do you want to discuss? Just it in general?
I think we should mainly talk about Pirates of the Caribbean 2, Dead Man's Chest.
I can't remember what any of the plots of the movies are. I just remember the overarching stuff that happened.
In each movie.
And even that's a little fuzzy.
I could give you some detail.
Okay, well, this is the new podcast. It's called Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest, The Summary Podcast.
The Summary.
Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest, The Summary Podcast.
It's going to have quite a few episodes.
Are we going to have a nice graphic right here? Or not a, wait,
oh, yeah, we can have as many theme songs as we want.
I said graphic, though.
Graphic.
I want a graphic.
On a podcast.
That's exactly what I want, Jack, and you make it happen.
I will, yes, I will transcend sound, creating an image in the listener's mind, the listener slash viewer's mind.
Yes, at that point they will also
of
be a viewer.
Of what? Give me a description
I
of
I really
this.
Would like a picture of me.
Okay.
And a picture of Johnny Depp.
Uh-huh.
And then I want those images to combine to become the same image, to really force home that I kind of look like Johnny Depp.
So wait, for the podcast, we are describing a Pirates of the Caribbean movie. It's just an image of you combining with Johnny Depp.
Exactly. That's what I want.
It sounds like you're just not so much describing a Johnny Depp movie as you are trying to sneak in how much you are like Johnny Depp in the shell of a podcast that's supposed to be about describing a movie.
I think that's what our podcast is now.
Okay.
Is me trying to make people think that I'm similar to Johnny Depp.
Okay.
I'm similar to Johnny Depp.
But that was, so is this physically and mentally?
and?
What is Johnny Depp?
And emotionally.
Emotionally, like Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Do you describe Johnny Depp physically, mentally, and emotionally? This is the Johnny Depp, People Magazine in-depth Johnny Depp podcast. the in-depth Johnny Depp podcast.
In-depth.
Johnny Depp.
It's Johnny Depp.
If you want to take the next step.
He was in those movies.
And learn more about Johnny Depp.
In-depth.
You must go in-depth.
Yeah.
Holy shit. First real podcast.
We finally got it.
Okay. It's called In-Depth.
In-Depth.
Where we go in-depth.
About Johnny Depp. And that's what we're doing right now. Did you see The Tourist?
Did I?
Horrific.
Horrific, okay.
Horrific. Let's just go through his thing, and we'll talk about all his...
Every single movie?
Yeah. Okay, let's just start from the beginning.
Okay, should we... The beginning?
Yeah.
His first movie? I don't know what his... Do you know what his
well,
first
let's,
movie is?
Let's... It's probably... I think it... Isn't it...
Here we go. Looking away.
Let me guess.
Looking away.
I'm looking away.
Uh-huh.
1984. It's, Nightmare Before Christmas. No. That didn't make any sense. That's not what I wanted to say. The one with the dude with the fingers and the hands and the Freddy Krueger with that guy in it. The Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street, 1984.
Is that it?
Oh, boom. My God. This Crushed guy knows it. Him in depth.
In depth. Welcome to the first episode in depth, where we talk about Johnny Depp.
I feel like I've seen Nightmare on Elm Street.
I don't think I have.
A while back.
The guy scared me.
He's scary.
I was a child.
But what's weird, I think...
He has a good sense of style. Stripes are so in.
Yeah. People constantly accidentally dress up like him. Something I find weird about the horror genre in general. Welcome to horror genre. What the fuck is that?
Horror genre.
fuck is that?
Horror genre.
What the fuck is that?
Horror genre. What the fuck is that?
Let's not change it too much. We're going to lose them.
No, that's
still
fine.
This is still in-depth.
Okay, this is a sub-podcast within in-depth called Why Horror Movies. Something like that.
What the fuck?
It's weird how most horror movies have a little bit of cheesiness in them, even though it seems like something that's supposed to scare you would be the least likely thing to want to be cheesy.
I feel like camp is a super important part
I guess
of horror genre.
Camp came a big part of horror movies. Maybe accidentally at first, and then on, I guess it's always been a little on purpose.
I think you can mix the suspense with, like, something not so serious.
Yeah.
And it's hard to take them seriously because they generally revolve around such a ridiculous premise.
Yeah. It's so much just like they're throwing out things.
If you end up taking them too seriously, you know, it's just not as enjoyable.
Yeah. Can you name a movie that was, like, completely horror movie serious? Nothing, like, campy about it?
I don't want to say the Saw films. Maybe, like, the first one or the second one or, like... The ones that I think of are the ones that are just, like, straight gore, like a Hostel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas, like, there's no... But those movies aren't even fun. They're just, like, shock value sort of shit fests, you know?
I feel like there probably is a horror movie that's, like, takes itself
there's
pretty seriously
more,
without
you know,
being...
We're not... This is...
But the thing is, even if it doesn't mean to be ironic or, like, can't be, it can accidentally... Most end up accidentally being, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
All right,
the ones that are the best are the ones that kind of embrace it just enough.
Yeah,
let's go up the list a little bit and see what else we
find. But you can't go too far. You can make it too campy.
Oh, yeah, at that point, you're just making a comedy.
Yeah, it's almost like you don't want to, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, Dummies.
Let's go up to just the hits.
The hits. 21 Jump Street.
We're going to skip 21 Jump Street. We're going to go right to Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands, 1990.
How do you feel about it?
I thought it was all right.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a pretty renowned movie.
I think visually it's like... super stunning.
Yeah, that was a Tim Burton movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's one of his first big ones.
Yeah, that kind of brought that whole thing in.
I remember seeing it when I was a kid and like feeling really weird about it.
Yeah,
just because like I was a kid and I didn't understand
was
happening.
I think I would have liked Edward Scissorhands more if I had waited like 6 or 7
I'm
years
gonna
to
go
watch
ahead.
It.
I think that's the safe. Like we were definitely like the not the generation that was supposed to see it.
Yeah,
yet.
Because, like...
I feel like I was, like, 10 or 12 when I first watched it.
Yeah, I must have been 10.
Which is, like, way too young to see that film, because it's got a lot of, like, weird sexual themes, and, like, it's lots of androgyny, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to process, really. Might explain why,
Why what?
Let's just move on.
Okay. Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare.
Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare.
That's a sequel. We're probably going to have some sequels in here. Benny and June.
What's meeting Gilbert Grapes?
What's eating Gilbert's
grapes?
Yeah.
Who ate all... Is that what the movie's about?
That's that one where... Was it Leo?
Leo D plays a guy with OCD.
Is it
OCD? Leo D plays a guy with OCD.
That's what happened, right?
Yeah.
He has OCD?
I think.
Someone's nodding disapprovingly of me. At me.
And it's that
beautiful bitch.
There's a stunning woman who's nodding her head disapprovingly. Same old, am I right?
Yeah. No, you're right.
I respect all women. Dead Man.
That's not
the name. Dead Man. That was a good... That was a Jim Jarmusch film. Dead Man, where Johnny Depp plays like a guy who's kind of like an outlaw. Is he an outlaw? I guess he can like...
I know he plays an
he gets
outlaw
in trouble
on
and
Public
then
Enemies.
He ends up like going getting into a lot of weird situations, including befriending a really like over the top Native American guy. It was pretty good. I like Dead Man a lot.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No. I have not.
No.
I would
watch it, man.
Could we pay our intern to just be there with me?
Why do you need?
I mean, my purposes are my own purposes.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's another thing.
Yeah.
Do you prefer to watch movies alone or with people?
Alone. Or with people.
I prefer to watch porno movies with people.
Okay.
This
is by genre, then.
Oh, if we're gonna go by genre, horror movies, alone. Romantic comedies, alone. Dramedies, with people. Just with people. Slapstick comedies, fucking alone. Okay, don't even
really
come near me during a slapstick comedy, okay? I don't know, it depends on the film, really. It depends on, like, I don't mind watching stuff alone.
Yeah.
I saw Batman in theaters by myself.
Yeah.
Twice.
I think I've enjoyed both enough to where it doesn't particularly matter at this point. I've enjoyed the fact that I have watched something alone and with people, but I'm not sure if there's a particular pattern, you know? It's very movie dependent. And I can't
know. For me, it's mood dependent, you know?
Mood dependent?
Like, because I don't want to watch a film with somebody if, like, I'm not even in the mood to laugh and, like, you know.
Yeah. But I think we might be going too far into depth.
You think I'm going too in-depth?
You're going too in-depth right now. Depth. You're too in-depth.
In-depth.
Welcome to In-Depth, where we can't hear what we're saying. Not that it would matter, because it's so shitty already.
Was it because I was leaning backwards?
No. You're a piece of shit no matter which way you're leaning. next movie, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Great movie.
Ugh.
Really? You don't like Fear and Loathing?
I can't stop looking at our assistant. I
don't
know.
Look at her.
She's scantily dressed.
She's just on her stupid phone, like, looking at Instagram. You can get off. Focus on the viewer.
I'm focusing on
viewer, the not listener.
We are going to superimpose those pictures of me.
This is being
podcast
into your brain. Image cortex.
Yes, right there.
Neo.
And you're going to imagine all of this as we're speaking.
Yeah. You can,
if you have an imagination,
silently masturbate.
Speaking of imagination, the imagination of Dr. Parnassus.
Yeah, I thought he did pretty good.
Yeah, he's only in a fourth of it.
Again, Heath Ledger, heartthrob.
He's coming full circle now.
First circle,
okay.
We're back to the great idea.
The great idea of me explaining detailed review. Dad Kelly. A detailed review of Benjamin Button was my first idea.
Okay, you skipped that one.
Skip that one.
I should not look at the paper. We wrote down our ideas on a piece of paper, and I stole it under him like a terrible friend.
Yes.
Slash
my
bully.
Last idea might be my favorite.
Should we continue with in-depth, or should
we
go?
I think we should keep in-depthening.
Okay. We're going further in-depth.
I want to find one that, like, really makes me
but
speak.
We're kind of
Sleepy Hollow.
Can
we get into Sleepy Hollow?
Sleepy Hollow.
Really, really like that film. Always
surprisingly.
Really like that film,
surprisingly,
it's,
I thought.
It's exciting and suspenseful, but it's not terribly scary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not... I remember watching that when I was little and being like, this is, like, exciting and fun, but not too scary. And
yeah.
It was the last time I remember ever seeing Christina Ricci.
I almost wouldn't call it a horror movie. I would say it's just, like, almost like Tim Burton is, like, not always, like,
yeah.
Horror. It's just, like...
It was one of those films that were, like,
creepy.
The totality of all the characters, they all... You never know who's up to what. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I couldn't guess it, you know? Which maybe I was young or whatever, but I instantly, when I saw The Village, which I feel like is a similar movie just in terms of setting and place, I instantaneously guessed
yeah.
that
well,
the,
M. Night,
The Village.
M. Night Shyamalan's not very good at twists, even though that's what he's famous for. It's just...
Who would it least? Hey guys, I'm M. Night Shyamalan.
How many M. Night Shyamalan movies have a twist?
All of them have twists.
Do
I
they?
Always make my films
Because I feel
twists.
Like that might be a...
twists.
This podcast is called Wyatt Tries to Do a Weird, Terrible Impersonation of maybe M. Night
Shyamalan.
Hey guys,
I'm back.
Wyatt tries to do a weird impersonation of maybe M. Night Shyamalan.
What's up? I had to go to the bathroom real quick.
Okay, that was M. Night Shyamalan saying...
What's up?
Twist. With a twist. But what I'm saying is that maybe not all M. Night Shyamalans have a twist. Just because of Sixth Sense and The Village, he's famous for having twists.
I think he set himself up for that.
Yeah, but what other movies should we IMDb M. Night Shyamalan and see if there's any other twists? What people do.
Let's stay in depth.
In depth.
Let's go a little higher.
We're not gonna fly through the internet.
We're not gonna jump from shitty podcast idea to shitty podcast idea like we've been doing. Okay, we found our footing. It's in depth.
We might
pull 8 years out of this podcast.
8 years, much like the over 20 years of movies that Johnny Depp has done.
That's right.
From 1984 till already 2017. It's not even 2017. He's already making movies in 2017.
So where were we?
We were at Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
No, we were at Sleepy Hollow.
We were at Sleepy
Hollow.
We were
in 99, so let's keep moving.
But what was it? Why did you scoff at Fear and Loathing?
I just think it's a little bit of an overrated film.
I think it's...
I feel like our generation has built it up to be something better than it ever was.
I think when I watch it now, it feels a little old, is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, it looks a bit too 90s at this point, which, I mean, I enjoy things that look old.
Yeah, it's okay.
Certainly.
It does feel dated. I don't know if it held up as much as we all thought it was
going
to.
Chocolat, I don't remember it.
Yeah, let's not talk about that movie.
Chocolat was a piece of shit.
Blow, now there's a good
Blow
movie.
Blow was a fantastic movie.
Blow is actually not that good of a movie. It's a pretty...
What?
I was being serious. I was joking. It's a fun movie to watch, but it's not necessarily that good. It's very formulaic. You know exactly what's going to happen. You just build him up, and then he gets knocked down. But it's
a
fun
movie.
Ride. It's a fun ride.
It's a fun ride.
He does a lot of blow. Blow was like...
Wyatt hates rides.
I fucking hate rides.
Okay, new
Jill
podcast.
Gives me rides home. Thank you, Jill. because I'm a piece of shit.
I really don't respect Wyatt starting about 10 minutes ago for how much he is degrading our...
Whoa, I just said thank you for...
It was an underhanded thank you.
What do you mean? That was not
Let's talk about sexism
all.
In the 21st
very
century.
Very overhanded.
The podcast?
Sexism in the 21st century.
I'm about to give you a very overhanded thank you.
I could not thank you enough.
Sorry.
Let's not
where were
make
we
fun
on,
of everyone
where
around
were we on
us.
Blow?
That's trying to help us. Okay, side podcast. We're going to get back to in-depth. We're going to get back to
okay, we're going
to... Sub-podcast.
Let's do it.
Inceptioning back into in-depth. What theme park rides do you like and not like?
What theme park rides do you like and not like?
Okay.
I say this because you do not like the roller coaster that is Blow.
I did not like the roller coaster that was Blow. It took me on a ride and I did not enjoy it.
But do you like roller coasters?
I enjoy roller coasters. Okay. I do. I especially like roller coasters that have the little cubby holes that you walk through and you can put your stuff in. You know
those
what I
are
mean?
Cool.
You ever been on a roller coaster and they don't have that for you? What are they doing around there? You know what I mean?
Why did you turn into a Jerry Seinfeld? All right, this podcast is called Jerry Seinfeld Talks About Theme Parks, which he doesn't care for.
Jerry Seinfeld talks about theme parks, which he doesn't care for.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Does he like anything, really, though? I don't know if there's anything he didn't complain about.
I like roller coasters that where you're suspended, where your legs are suspended. Because I like the thought that
it's
I'm,
like, why are we putting our feet like up?
That's awful.
All right, shitty
I
Jason.
I like the thought that I might break my leg knocking someone's head off.
It's like, am I breaking my legs off?
I'm so dead. Elaine?
Where? I'm going up, I'm going down. And it's like, when do we stop?
Stop. Please stop that.
And that was Seinfeld describing theme parks. I don't know why I was so scared of roller coaster for so long.
Theme park rides.
I mean, people do die on roller coasters, but I don't think enough to be like
it's
never go
on
one.
More people die, like
I would say, more
jerking
people are,
off
more,
with a noose around their neck. You know what I mean?
Definitely. I know. I could name
very,
I could name
very
countless
dangerous situation.
I could name
think.
Countless examples of people dying with nooses around their neck. This podcast is called Autoerotic Asphyxiation, The List.
Obituary.
Autoerotic Asphyxiation, The List. Obituary.
Who do you know that's died of autoerotic asphyxiation?
I know none.
I know David Carradine did. Who else has died like that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I kind of really like the roller coaster things.
Okay, roller coasters.
What theme park rides do you like?
We're going back. We're exiting.
Okay.
We're waking up from
Stay
this dream.
Stay with us, everybody. Stay with us.
If you haven't seen Inception, all right, real quick, sub podcast.
God damn it.
Inception.
Inception
is
a
fuck.
We're gonna get back to in depth. All right, in this podcast, I describe Inception because I think that's pretty important to the idea of how many podcasts are inside podcasts. Actually, I'm regretting that idea. So let's just say Russian Doll thing, podcast inside podcast.
Yeah,
you're smart.
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Definitely need to know about Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
So if you want to listen
he
to
was
podcast,
in a lot of movies.
Tom Hardy now.
Tom Hardy sounds like someone who was famous before he was famous.
Sounds like a porn star.
I think I accidentally think he might be Tommy Hilfiger for some reason.
Yeah.
He just has one of those names that's like, it
he's,
sounds
he's
famous.
He's just got one of those faces, if you ask me.
Yeah, dude. He is a good-looking motherfucker, and
he's
Wyatt is
dude.
Just very recently gay, so this is
okay,
really...
Okay, well, let's go back on that.
Okay,
podcast
back
to the podcast, Wyatt's not actually gay.
We're waking up from this podcast.
Wyatt's not actually gay.
We respect people of any sexuality.
You're gonna edit that out. Can we get back to roller coasters?
What theme park rides?
I want to hear about your roller coaster experiences, because you were starting to say that you were afraid of them.
Yes, when
and
I was...
Then,
okay.
Then we got into Tom Hardy.
Let's start in the future... Like all great movies, and then
yeah,
go
work
flashback, you know,
okay.
You know.
So what's the year here?
Name a movie where it starts not at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Eternal Sunshine?
Yeah.
Benjamin Button?
Yeah. Finding Nemo?
Finding Nemo? No.
Has
there ever been a Disney
about,
movie that starts in the future? It goes
wrong
back, it's like,
one.
Kids aren't ready for the flashback. Okay. Well.
Up! Oh, I got him!
Jesus Christ.
Suck it.
That podcast is called
Suck
It. Suck
It,
Chad. Love Wyatt.
Suck It. Love Wyatt.
Tom Hardy. What has he been in?
Oh, we're talking about roller coasters. You're setting something
you,
up there.
You
and
told
then
you me to look
right
up fucking Tom Hardy. Alright.
I'm still a listener to do that.
This whole podcast is called Wyatt Complains to Chad, even though he's doing all the fucking work.
Wyatt Complains to Chad, even though he does all the work.
He was in, what, like 8 movies between 2010 and 2012.
Yeah, he got big right there.
Actually, he's been in like 30 movies in the late 2000s, so it's pretty impressive for one dude.
He got big on Inception.
He has really interesting lips.
They're very thin.
They're like thin and pointed.
Thin and pointing. I like him thick.
Dude.
Real thick.
Name a man who has good thick lips.
Nice thick lips. Zach fucking Braff.
Zach Braff has thick lips?
Yeah, look him up.
What the fuck?
Ooh, can we talk about Scrubs? I would love to talk about Scrubs.
I have watched all my... Okay, this podcast is called Scrubs.
That's it. We found it. Scrubs.
Scrubs, Scrubs. Scrubs, 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 Scrubs.
I fucking love Scrubs. Let me tell you all a story. I became a biology major my freshman year in college because I wanted to become a goofy, quirky white doctor with a best black friend. That was my dream for myself.
And currently, I am in medical school.
He is a doc. Yeah.
Much like the ill-fated 9th season of Scrubs, where they
Which
tried
I
to make
never
a...
never saw.
Yeah, we've discussed how you have never seen the 9th season.
I won't see it. I feel like it's going to spoil me. What do you feel about it? Do you think if I watch it, it'll sully my experience with Scrubs?
I don't know, because I'm not as opinionated as you, so I can do things without them ruining it for me. I do have a threshold where, if I see something that's going to ruin it for me, I don't do it, but I feel like it's less than what yours is.
I'm usually pretty open-minded.
Okay, well, I said just watch it, then. I mean, it has a similar
but I
feel...
I fucking hate Dave Franco.
Okay, well, that might ruin it, because he's a main actor in the 9th season, yeah.
I didn't even know that. I was just saying that I hated him.
Well, he is definitely a main actor.
I don't like him.
And the new...
Ooh, I saw Palo Alto the other day. With his brother, James.
Palo Alto. I don't think I know what that
is.
It's
this new film from, one of the Coppolas.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
No, it's pretty good. You should check it out.
That was a movie talk with Wyatt and Chad.
Movie talk!
So, roller coasters.
What theme park rides do you like?
I really enjoyed Roller Coaster Tycoon. Okay, let's...
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Video games... Okay, this is called What the Fuck Video.
Video games. What the fuck. Video games. What the fuck.
I don't know why every WTF is the name. That's already a podcast.
Mark Maron kind of got that on the market there.
We're going to get sued the fuck by Mark Maron.
Lock the gates.
I just realized something in that... I played Roller Coaster Tycoon, and that made me kind of love roller coasters.
Yeah. But you were afraid of a piece of that roller coaster becoming deleted and you dying?
No. Before that, I was afraid of them. But a very good example, Tony Hawk Pro Skater. I fucking love the Tony Hawk games. I played the shit out of them all the time. And then I got a real skateboard, and as I have told many people, I was completely let down. Because the second day I owned a skateboard, I twisted both of my ankles opposite directions. And I never really went back because I was... I guess just not.
Skateboarding's very difficult.
It's vastly underrated how difficult it is.
It is nuts. My best friend, when I was growing up, was a phenomenal skateboarder. And he tried to get me involved when I was a little older. And I specifically remember one time where I was standing at the top of a half pipe. And he was you just gotta go, just commit. And there was a bunch of little kids and helmets skating around me. And I just went for it and I just ate complete shit. On a 6-foot drop right into the ground. And of course everybody laughed at me and I cried about it later.
Totally. Skateboarding is one of the harshest sports that I rugby and shit, that's rough. But skateboarding is you think it's gonna be pretty
super
chill.
Dangerous.
I've ridden bikes, I'll Nothing just get like on that. This board.
Way
it is a
different.
Flimsy piece of wood with wheels that are specifically not screwed on well so that you can turn.
Do you know what skateboarding is, listeners? Because this is We Explain Skateboarding to you.
We Explain Skateboarding.
I immediately got very angry and thought of every detail of why I didn't like skateboarding just so that I have a better reason to quit than I twisted my ankles once 2 days afterwards.
I thought we were going to go off on Roller Coaster Tycoon there.
Video games.
Well, yeah, I was saying Roller Coaster Tycoon
was not analogous in the same way that Tony Hawk
Pro Skater
was. In
the opposite way, Roller Coaster Tycoon made me like roller coasters more because I was thinking about it in a different way.
And you realized that the queue lines were way shorter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That was the whole thing.
Always enough hot dogs.
There was so many weird... That's another thing. Video games will base it off real life. Roller Coaster Tycoon is based off of theme parks. But there's some things that are just completely unrealistic. There's no theme park owner that's thinking...
Should we have a theme song for coffee break? For why I drink some coffee?
Why would you interrupt me, mid-sentence? I'm just kidding. I've interrupted you so many times. All right, this is called Wyatt Never Drinks Caffeine, and he's about to drink caffeine.
Wyatt drinks caffeine, and he never drinks caffeine.
That was fake. This is a real sip he's going to take. That sounds fake, but real. I could tell it was a little real. That was Wyatt drinking coffee. We actually finished a podcast. That will be the last time that podcast happens. Wyatt drinks caffeine. Who doesn't usually drink coffee?
I would never drink coffee again.
Okay. We are currently podcasting from a coffee house, technically. Part of this podcast is not only we have no idea what it's called, but we also have no idea where it is. Because
we literally are at the whim of our...
In a way, we're semi-hobeless.
Scintillating intern. One of us doesn't have a car. Right now. It's in the shop, Jill.
So back to Zach Braff.
Scrubs, scrubs.
Back to Johnny Depp. Paperclips, I think.
Fuck the paperclip idea. I say we go back in depth.
Ned Kelly, you were saying about the horse.
Ned Kelly.
You want me to re-begin my Ned Kelly story from the top?
I actually did. I was gonna, like, I thought it was gonna be funny making bad podcast ideas. That was actually bad in a non-funny way.
I see.
You were just summarizing a movie.
You're right.
There needs to be two levels to the podcast. Like, paperclips are done. It's funny because paperclips are done, but then there's also the idea of someone's trying to pitch better ideas.
Yeah, like my uncle, who... just ditched for some reason.
I think we would have kept Paperclips Are Done for another year if your uncle had showed up. Thomas McThomason. I remember his name. Of Thomas Paperclips. Not McThomason Paperclips.
No, not of McThomason.
Which was probably why his business is not doing so well. And he had to show up. And he left just to go hang himself while he's jacking off.
Autoerotic asphyxiation. The list.
Joining the list of autoerotic asphyxiation list podcast. Watching Ned Kelly because that movie fucking sucks and he lost all hope.
Yeah.
From what I know about the first...
Orlando Bloom's perfectly sculpted face.
Yeah.
Can we have the gossip corner about Orlando Bloom?
Gossip corner.
Did you see what happened with Orlando Bloom and Justin Bieber? They got a fight recently on a yacht.
Oh, yeah, he punched him or something.
Yeah. They got a fight because, like, Justin Bieber was, like, texting his wife when they were married.
Justin Miranda Kerr.
Yeah.
Who's Miranda?
Kerr was his...
That's Orlando Bloom's wife.
Sorry, they're divorced now. They got divorced.
Didn't that happen, like, a couple weeks ago? Like, a month ago?
It happened, yeah, not too long ago.
So they got divorced right after he punched Justin Bieber?
I think it was afterwards. I think it was, they got divorced, and then he met Justin Bieber, and then found out that Justin Bieber was, like, texting her a lot.
He was trying to slip in.
What a
douche.
He seems like a slipper. She is a Victoria's Secret angel.
Huh.
Sometimes I would say a devil, you know?
You have a very low opinion of women in general.
That's not what
Can
I
we
am.
Talk about... All right, this podcast is called Wyatt Has Some Pretty Skewed Fucking Views...
That's not true.
...on women.
Wyatt has some pretty fucking skewed views on women.
I am...
Describe women.
You just want me to... That's setting me up for failure.
I know.
There's no way I can win that situation.
I would be an awful therapist because I want you to fail. Just because you said some pretty shitty stuff. About, you know, gay people,
Whoa,
all the races.
What are you saying? That's bullshit.
All the genders, you know.
I haven't done any of that.
You've said a lot of shitty stuff, but let's talk about Roller Coaster Tycoon, which
video games.
We both.
Oh, love. So now you're not gonna give me a chance to defend myself. You ass.
I'm in control here. Are we still recording? I hope so.
Yeah, I love women.
We're still recording.
I will literally say that I think that they drive the majority of my decisions.
Okay. Oh, that was actually one of my ideas.
really?
My idea for I'm a Terrible Friend is the name of podcast 4.
I am a terrible friend. I am a terrible friend.
And I wanted to be talking about how easily people ditch their friends for
women?
For relationships.
Yeah, no, I've had
a resounding guess.
I've had that experience happen
including
to me
myself.
Four or five times.
It's weird how, like, even though it's, like, one of those things that absolutely everyone is hypocritical about, because, like, everyone's like, God, my friend ditched me, like, the second he started, like, dating that person,
yeah,
or
just
met that cute person. When it happens to me, I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm just gonna go with that. Completely ditch everything that I've worked for, like, all these great people that I know.
I
just go for it, to some extent.
It feels so much more intense, so you just go with it more.
Yeah,
you know, you feel like you can have a closer connection with them, when really most of that connection is really built upon... sex, you know, sex, having sex, and so it just seems like it's actually greater than it really is, and you become more attached to it quicker, you know?
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends like that, you know, it kind of sucks. I don't know why people think that, like...
I think that's their, most people.
Their relationship is...
I guess.
Is, like, the number one answer to your life, you know?
Yeah.
Or that it's going to, like, really help you a lot.
I mean, I guess
lot.
It's just one of those, like, evolution things. If people didn't want to, like, get together and do it, then yeah. they wouldn't have babies and we wouldn't be here.
Nice summary, bro.
Yeah, that was Charles Darwin in 5 seconds.
Charles Darwin in 5 seconds.
That was taking our conversation and just completely ending it with a summary.
Yep. So back.
I really have got to piss.
All right. So this is called Pottycast.
Pottycast. Pottycast. Pottycast. Yeah. Pottycast. Pottycast. It's Pottycast. Pottycast. It's my potties.
Pottycast.
Me and Jill are Jill and I. Oh God. Jill and I are gonna talk about
grammar.
What we think about no. We can talk about grammar. What do you want to talk about grammar?
No.
Okay, no. We're not talking about grammar. This is Pottycast. We're going to talk about what we think about using the bathroom. What are your opinions on using the bathroom, Jill?
It's relieving. It's called relieving yourself.
Yeah, that's
feels
true.
Great.
It does
just
feel
go.
Great. When does it not feel great?
If you go number two, uh-huh. but forget to check to see if there's toilet paper before you
ugh.
Go number two.
Yeah. There's so many things that can go wrong with using the bathroom. It's ridiculous. Like, it seems like it's so basic, and it's been around for a while. I guess not modern
going
bathrooms.
Going to the bathroom has existed
yeah.
forever.
Like, why is there not just, like, a literal shit ton, no, a figurative shit ton of toilet paper dispensers with just infinite toilet paper, basically, that's constantly just being checked and replenished for everyone? I guess it's not that much of an inconvenience, but it kind of is.
Where would it be? Under the water tower?
Well, just, like, wherever there's a bathroom, there's just a huge dispenser of toilet paper. Like built into something where you can where it just comes out, but I guess that machine could break.
Or people will see a lot of toilet paper
and just use all of it.
And use all of it if you give a mouse a cookie, man.
Yeah. So okay, part of it is that you have to hold back something that's great,
right?
Because some people take advantage of it. Now we're talking about the government. No, we're not. What are your opinions on Zach Braff?
Scrubs, scrubs.
Yeah, luscious lips.
Okay, I need to look at a picture of Zach Braff. That's what I was doing. Uh-oh, we got Wyatt in the building. Wyatt's back from the bathroom. By the way, yes, Zach Braff does have huge, lush lips, and
yeah.
I didn't know. That's
yeah.
probably why he looks like such a baby face.
Yeah.
A lovable baby face. I think he looks great with the little scruff. The little scrubs. Scruffs. That was a terrible pun.
Hey, we're making a podcast. Do you want to be in it? Okay. Okay. Zach Braff.
So that was Jill's boss who just came in here, and he's pretty pissed. I think he's gonna fire her.
That was my boss, Zach Braff.
Scrubs, scrubs.
Who doesn't want to be on the show?
This is registering.
What is that segment called?
Well, that's called Jill gets fired because we're not supposed to be up here.
Jill gets fired because we're not supposed to be up here.
Okay. Are you even gonna go hear that?
Sound engineer. Sound engineer Jill in the house. Okay.
Your words.
What were we talking about Zach Braff for?
Scrubs.
Jill and I were discussing how the toilets have been around forever. Bathrooms,
I guess.
They're still...
Jill, get on the toilet.
Because you were using
the
bathroom.
Potty
is the
oh,
potty cast.
It was a potty break.
This is called Potty Cast, which is...
Potty break on W104.
Jill created...
The Eagle.
Oh, God.
Back up. Okay. I think Pottycast is one of the most creative podcast names we've come up with so far.
Yeah.
That was good, Jill. The one time she
I
speaks.
I knew she was here for a good reason.
Yeah. I think you're
besides
not
besides the scintillating
she needs,
dress.
I have a lot to say.
She is on the wrong side of the microphone, though, so don't talk too much. See, I'm thinking more efficiency here. Wyatt just doesn't care for her.
I care for you.
No. Well, I mean...
I think Jill knows I've always cared for her.
See, I can't tell if
this
you're...
is called It Gets a Little Real.
It Gets a Little Real.
There's many things that can go wrong in a bathroom, you know?
Almost too many, you could say.
Right, and
that's
what we're discussing.
Poo everywhere.
For how long they've been around.
Are you saying that someone should have invented something better at this
or
point?
Or just, like, the ideas should be solved, but, like, the problems should be solved better
like,
by
like, all
now.
The problems should be solved.
Maybe.
Mainly there should be a machine in there that can constantly clean everything.
Like a Roomba, like a bathroom, every
like
bathroom.
Like a bathroom Roomba. Like a little tiny mini one that sits on the toilet seat and just cleans it after every use.
We were discussing how there should be just, like, I was saying there should be just, like, an infinite toilet dispenser that never, toilet paper dispenser that never runs out.
Yeah.
But she was saying if somebody saw an infinite toilet paper dispenser, they would take advantage of it and just, like, steal a whole bunch of toilet
paper. Yeah, but if it's infinite, it wouldn't matter.
Well, it's not actually infinite. It's still a real thing.
Sorry, I thought that you thought the concept that you were telling me was that we were literally going to create an infinite toilet paper dispenser, and I was very on board.
This podcast is called Why It Doesn't Understand Matter.
Why It Doesn't Understand Matter?
And that it is finite. Infinite was an exaggeration. Let's talk about hyperbole.
Okay, but could you imagine if we had an infinite toilet paper dispenser? Wouldn't that cure a lot of problems in the world?
Well, supposedly they've made a light bulb that can last, like, essentially forever. But they would never give that out, because that would ruin the light bulb industry.
Yeah.
This podcast is called Planned Obsolescence.
Planned Obsolescence.
And it's about how the light bulb companies are trying to screw us over.
Yeah.
With their... Yeah. Oh.
Well, why are we letting her talk?
I officially agree with Wyatt.
You are the sound engineer. You gave her a little freedom when I went to the potty break.
No.
Here we go.
Yeah, I tried to start the potty cast, and now she's making puns about how the light bulb companies are screwing us over. Planned obsolescence.
Planned obsolescence.
I think I've been wearing the same shirt for 5 years.
Is this plain gray one pocket shirt?
This is
edgy?
Definitely blue.
Okay, can we talk about...
This is blue.
It gets a little real.
This is gray. Do you think that I would wear gray and gray?
Maybe.
Because these pants are gray. This is gray.
No, that's taupe.
What is taupe? Nope, I say.
Can we... Why when I looked up taupe, is there a bunch of pictures of a shark? Is that a type of shark?
You spelled taupe wrong,
bro. Okay. This is called Taupe or Taupe, this podcast.
Taupe. T-O-P-E, taupe, T-A-U-P-E, taupe, T-O-P-E, taupe, T-A-U-P-E.
And supposedly, taupe, T-O-P-E, looks like some type of fish or shark. There's a lot of shirtless men in the ocean holding sharks when I looked up T-O-P-E. But T-A-U-P-E is kind of a, almost looks like a, almost there's like a little bit of green-gray.
I hope you're scantilated by this information. Why do I keep using that adjective?
Yeah, scantilated? Is that...
I don't even think you're using it right.
This podcast is called Scantilated.
Scantilated.
And we're going to look...
Not a word.
I said scantilate for sure.
Back up, yo.
Sorry.
Scantilated is not in dictionary.com, so
okay, I said
it's
scantilate.
Fake. Anyway... What is your idea that you want?
We need to stick to in-depth.
In-depth.
What do you think about Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Video games.
You were gonna say something before I had my terrible roller coaster. I do love roller coasters. Wait, which rides did you say you liked at theme parks?
What theme park rides do you like?
Okay, so we really are going backwards now.
I remember.
Suspended ones.
I have good short-term memory.
Suspended ones.
Which is part of what roller coasters are
Can
about.
Can we pause and listen to, like, just a section
no,
of it?
We're not going to listen until we're done. This podcast is called Chad Laying Down the Law.
Chad Laying Down the Law.
Chad Laying Down the Law.
Because it's going to... You're going to be really self-conscious if we start listening to it now, and I don't want that.
I see.
Because I'm going to edit it to make it sound awesome.
You're going to make me sound terrible the whole time.
Well, I'm just making you sound terrible by the content right now, by constantly calling you out. If I wasn't calling you out, you'd sound great.
Probably.
Yeah.
My emotions might be better, too.
It gets a little real.
I'm going to set a goal. This is a very seldom that we would set a goal in this podcast.
We're setting a goal right
but
now.
My goal right now is for the rest of the podcast to make you feel awesome, to build you up by
really?
The cup.
I would like that, Chad. That made me feel good. And then I can transfer that to our beautiful intern.
But it will be insincere, because I'm describing it right now. If I hadn't said that out loud and just did it without telling you and revealed it later, much like M. Night Shyamalan's two of his movies.
Maybe M. Night Shyamalan.
So back to Johnny Depp, in depth.
In depth.
Ooh, Once Upon a Time in Mexico. That was a really good one.
Never saw it.
Really? That's
Never
actually
saw it.
That's actually a really great movie. Okay, here we go. For the first Pirates of the Caribbean 2003, The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's crazy that it came out with two like pretty big movies.
I think at this point, I think we've reached the end of our podcast.
But I do think
I want to thank you. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. This has been the first episode of what is this called?
Signing off.
Signing off.